Okay, that POS store thing again. I'm getting inspired by Spirited Away. So, you know, the girl's parents, they turned into pigs, and there's this witch there that can turn people into animals. So then sometimes the girl is with his hound or whatever his name is her friend there in the spirit world. And then sometimes they are just there in a what looks like a pig farm in a very, very earthly realm. So probably this is not what they mean here, but what I could see in here is that you have people there living in in a higher world, so to speak, Bovar or whatever. and then you have them entering into this earthly boo, and then they become animals or humans or whatever, you know, made of these fleshy bodies. So the people in the story that I'm thinking now would then act in the Bovar, the other world, but which is not really the other world, it's the more real world. But then sometimes, you know, there are trials there too, and feelings come up, thoughts come up, desires come up. And then if someone becomes very desirous of being a human, or whatever that means, they enter into this world, come out there through the womb of a mother, and then so on. And if they are just very desirous of eating, well, which then could be what those humans get more into, then oops, they become pigs. So, but we can show it from this Bovar level that, oops, now she or he entered into that world, and look, they lost themselves, now they're animals all of a sudden, and oops, look at what, and then they're trying to help each other back again, and therefore you enter into that world to save them, more or less, and therefore you have angels there, and this Han, whatever his name is, could be one of those. We could translate this into our story here. For example, this cat girl, I already have her there, that character. She's that kind of, you know, the humans, they depict her as a goddess in the old Egyptian wall paintings or whatever, drawings and whatever, you know, all over the world. We can make a whole thing about that, because that's where I got the idea from. They have this, what's her name, this cat goddess. But actually, she's a cool girl in the Bovar and becomes friend then of Aina. And and she's just there to, because everyone is trying, that's normal for normal people, is to just try and help those who got themselves in trouble or who slipped down into that dream or ignorance and suffer. And so there's a whole bunch of people there, both who came from Earth and then, you know, died, as you call it, and who are hanging around. There's what humans call angels or gods, whatever. So we could play with that whole theme there, in parallel worlds, and we move in between them, and the story is going on. and three worlds, actually. Yeah, something like, and this would lend itself again very well, I think, for animation, 2D animation of the artistic kind, wouldn't it?